Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Takeology. We are two boys in the lab, so you can do the cooking. We're on a different day, Thursday. Thursday night football is going on, but most importantly, I got my boy, Matt McDonald, in the building. How are you?
Doing great, man. It was a tough week, I'm not going to lie. I took the dub in Dynasty, but just about every other league went down the toilet this week. Yeah, I had some bad injuries. The Chiefs lost, so that just piled upon the grief I was going through.
Against the Bills, too.
Yeah, it's an every year thing. We lose to the Bills in the regular season. Literally, we've lost to them 4 out of 5 times in the regular season the past 5 years. So it should be expected, but this year is a little bit of a different spot for us record-wise. Yeah. So it's a little worrisome, but I have faith, just like I do in my fantasy teams.
You always got to believe. You got to hype them up. Have that pep talk. Ah, man, I'm struggling in Dynasty. I mean, I've hit a point where I know I'm going to go to the playoffs, but it's a matter of, am I going to win in the playoffs?
You're not struggling. It's just one position, little thin at running back.
It stresses me out. Alvin Kamara sucks. Chuba Hubbard didn't get traded.
That was a bad. Speaking of trades, yeah. Breece Hall, they wanted a third for him. The Chiefs offered a fourth. That sucks.
Give him a third. What?
I get where Brett Veach is coming from, but we're trying to win a championship this year, and our running backs run for 3 yards a carry. That's just putting Mahomes in a very tough spot. So that would have been nice. I'm not gonna lie, but.
Even with Pacheco week to week, which he still is like week to week now, right?
Yeah, he's probably not going to play this upcoming week, but we'll see.
I saw something, you know, they traded for Kadarius Toney for like they sent kind of a haul for him.
It was a third and a fifth,
but they won't send one third for Breece Hall, dude.
I get it. It would only be for half a year because we're already halfway through the season and he's on a contract year. Yeah. So I understand, but we could have signed him long term. Right. So I don't know.
Extension or something.
Sometimes, as football fans, we want our GM to be a little more forceful in the trade market, and it doesn't usually happen. So just gonna have faith. It's not like they've had a pretty good history. So I'm gonna trust.
You know, they just need to hire us. Really, to be honest with you.
If we kind of tag team the GM position for the Kansas City Chiefs, might have won 6 out of the last 7. You never know.
Listen, bro, we would probably turn a team around. I feel like you put two together, we'd be in the GM.
We'd either go to the Super Bowl or run it in the ground. There'd be no in between.
You know, with my history of trading at the moment, we'd probably be running it to the ground. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, we would have no picks in any draft. No. Not a single
one. I only want
the
elite guys, dude. I only want the elite guys. I like my veterans. I like my veterans a lot. You know, but when you have faith in somebody, dude, you got to go out there and trust in them and believe in them. So, I don't know. But, guys, welcome. I know it's not Tuesday, so today it's going to look a little different. But, like usual, we're going to start out with our lab report. Get to talk about the trades that went down. This Tuesday, honestly, to me, I think it was cheeks, straight up. I think it was just a bad – I mean, sure, it's like really the Dallas Cowboys was probably the biggest component of winning. They were big, and then the Colts had a big trade. But other than that, like, it was underwhelming. I was expecting a lot more to go down. I was kind of expecting to see Chris Olave to go somewhere, like the Saints just kind of blow it up. Didn't see that. I don't know. Matt, how do you feel about the trades? We'll kind of get into them, but like, what's your thought overall?
Yeah, the NFL is a lot different than NBA. You're not going to see a lot of blockbuster trades. Yeah. Most of the time it's for these kind of middling guys that are just going to come in and kind of fill a role, that get some more depth on these championship teams. We did see a couple blockbuster trades, but it was for defense. So that's why you're kind of saying it's underwhelming. Fantasy-wise, it definitely is. The Colts got Sauce Gardner, and they paid up for him. 2 firsts and A.D. Mitchell, which prayers for A.D. Mitchell going to the Jets. That is, dude, yeah. You're going from a 7-2 team to a 1-8? Are they 1-8? They might have 2 wins.
I doubt they've got. Let me look.
That is a terrible. That's a terrible switch of venues there. That sucks. You go from a team that's got championship hopes to a complete rebuild.
It's awful.
And it's a team that seems like they're in a rebuild every single year in the New York Jets. So that definitely sucks for him. On the bright side, there's not many weapons there, so he may get some looks this year. The other trade was Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys. If this doesn't say Jerry Jones is kind of going senile, I don't know what does. They trade their best player, Micah Parsons, this year to the Packers. And then they end up trading more the first-round picks they got for Micah to the Jets to get Quinnen Williams, who has 1 sack on the year and has not been that good at pressuring the quarterback. He's been a good run stopper, but it's kind of a head-scratching move for a team that needs to get pressure on the quarterback to help that terrible defense. So on the downside as well, that kind of hurts us fantasy-wise because we've been targeting the Cowboys' defense quite heavily. Quinnen Williams might be able to stop the run a little bit better with Kenny Clark than that defense has been. So that's definitely a little disappointing. We did see a couple offensive players traded that might help us in fantasy. Raheed Shaheed went to the Seahawks. He really,
how do you feel about that
one? I like it. He can burn any corner in this league. He's so quick. He can really take the top off of defense, and they already have Torrey Horton there, who's kind of breaking out as a rookie. Now, this might damper things for him because him and Shaheed are going to kind of play the same role. But just as an overlook on the Seahawks, they might be contenders. They might be the number one seed in the NFC. So we definitely need to be taking them seriously because their defense and that offense, they're a pretty darn good team.
They're legit. Their running back room, fantasy-wise, has been, like, up in the air. But, dude, the receivers across the board have been legit. Do you think that Raheed Shaheed coming in takes away from JSN or just opens the field up so much more for him?
Because he's
in the middle of the field, like, just elite.
Yeah, guy. I think it'll help the offense. He's going to be stretching the field a lot, and JSN really works the middle of the field. That's where him and Sam Darnold have really developed their chemistry. I really think it'll be the same. JSN, he cannot be guarded, and especially going across, he owns the middle of the field. It's kind of what we've seen Travis Kelce do for so many years. It dang near looks unguardable. At this point, he can't be guarded, and I think he's getting in the conversation of maybe being fantasy MVP. I know a lot of people are hyped about Johnny Taylor, and so be it. He's had a great year. Bijan's had a couple down games here and there. So JSN, he's been very consistent and could end up being the most surprising and best player for fantasy.
I can tell you right now, nobody – well, maybe not nobody, but definitely me, I did not see this coming, that JSN would be such a dog. I thought Cooper Kupp would actually have somewhat of like a – relevant season this year, but dude, he's been nowhere to be found, sadly. But man, JSN just week after week, unguardable guy.
He's so good. He really, and he's undersized. It's kind of like what you didn't expect Tyreek Hill to be as good of a player as he was just because of his stature. JSN's bigger than that, but he's not big by any means. His routes are the crispiest things I've ever seen in this world. Dude. He is phenomenal.
Yeah, no, he's a dog. And Raheed Shaheed really will just – really a great add from the Seahawks. The dude is elite, and it will add to that offense a lot.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold's looking good, so.
Kind of a crazy stat. I saw on his deep throws, Sam Darnold's catchable ball percentage is like 81% on deep bombs.
That's insane.
He's throwing like the best deep ball in the league. So this is going to be you're not going to be able to trust Shaheed on a game-to-game basis, but he is a guy that can just have a 70-yard touchdown out of nowhere.
Yeah, he is
a burner.
You're definitely going to play this guy. Just on like the ceiling that he offers alone. His floor is not very great.
No.
I think with this offense, but dude, if he can catch a deep ball, you're in for it. You're in for it.
What do you think about the Jacoby trade?
Yeah, I was gonna jump to that next. So first of all, I am thankful that he got out of the Raiders, because it was not a good situation for Jacoby Myers. He got a lot of targets, but it didn't turn into much because Geno just was not throwing the ball well. And Brock Bowers is clearly the guy out there, in terms of like number one target share. To go to the Jags, I think rest of season, like from now to the end, it's good because Travis Hunter's out. BTJ is kind of banged up. And Trevor Lawrence is somewhat of like a good quarterback. I would say he's mid, you know. But he can get the job done compared to Geno Smith. So for me, I'm excited for the next 3 or 4 weeks for Jacoby Myers to see what happens. But in terms of rest of season, like if Brian Thomas starts to look really good and this offense only goes to him, not as excited. I don't know. I'm like torn between two. I really would have rather him went somewhere else. I think it's not the best place for him to land.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence is he's not my favorite guy. He's not really put his best foot forward. I really thought he'd kind of come back this year and kind of prove that he deserved to be as high as he was in the draft, deserved that contract he got. But it's just been a very underwhelming year, especially for Brian Thomas Jr. I know he's dealt with injuries, but I think he's probably been the most disappointing player in fantasy. We drafted him high, typically the second round, kind of expected him to take that next step into maybe a top five receiver in the league. And it's just been disappointment after disappointment. So I think the main guy in this offense is going to be Parker Washington receiver-wise. And that sounds so gross saying, but he had a good week last week. And even when BTJ and Travis Hunter were healthy, Parker Washington was still involved. The only down this next week, they're playing Houston. So I don't really see either one of them having a great game. But it will be interesting to see how many targets he gets in the offense, Jacoby Myers, and just see how they kind of utilize him in this team.
I think if Jacoby Myers looks good coming out of this Houston game, there's a lot of excitement. I would say because this Houston defense is legit. And another thing, I guess, to say for this Houston game, Davis Mills is going to be the starting quarterback because
he's booty.
Out.
He's Man, booty.
He's been bad this year, but he is out week 10. So like, I think the Jaguars could get up if they can score on this defense, and then it kind of be a situation where
Houston's defense is so good. They might be the best defense in the league. They're so good.
The Broncos also have a great defense as of tonight.
They're a sack machine,
dude. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's kind of insane. That Bonito guy on the right edge or left edge, whatever it is, dude's.
And Cooper, this year. Cooper's good.
And Cooper's
they,
good.
They have, they're off. We were talking about this. Their offense just looks putrid tonight, but their defense is so good that
I think they have like 7 sacks.
Yeah, tonight. Right? Yeah, I think it's like 45 on the year. I think it's the most since the 2000 season. They're freaking. They rush the quarterback like nobody else, and then they have Hufanga on the back end, Dre Greenlaw at linebacker. It's a great defense.
Pat Surtain's out right now, and they're still playing good.
Yeah, I'm praying on their downfall, don't get me wrong, but they do have a fantastic defense. If only Bo Nix was a little better.
Dude, good old Bo Nix. I'm a fan, but I understand your hate. They have 5 sacks right now, 1 forced fumble, a block, and an interception. Insane.
Now, they are playing the Raiders, so it's
right. But still, dude.
But they've locked down Brock Bowers tonight, which after that 3-touchdown game, I don't think people thought he's going to get locked down, and he has.
Can I throw something out there real quick? I feel like this is slept on at the moment. The Ravens have been a terrible defense first half of season, okay? But they just got Roquan Smith is back. Kyle Hamilton is looking good.
This is
a defense, bro, especially against a young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, coming up this weekend. You could start because I bet a lot of people do not have this defense. And if Aaron Jones is not playing, Jordan Mason will be in, and he hadn't. I mean, it's been kind of up and down. So, just a streamer there of picking up a defense if you need one. Ravens, wanted to throw.
I agree with you. Oh, I think over the past 3 games, they've averaged or they've allowed 13 points. So they're becoming the defense we've seen from the past. So if they're improving like this, and their offense is only going to get better. A lot of those defensive woes were due to the fact that their offense was so bad without Lamar. So their offense is going to be stringing together longer plays, longer drives. So this defense is going to get more rest. You're 100% right. Going against J.J. McCarthy, even though he had a good game this past week, I would definitely be targeting him.
I know you're a J.J. hater, but no, I don't think he's going to play that great.
I mean, props to him. He had a good game last week, he barely threw for over 100 yards. He completed 14 passes. Yeah, he was efficient. So that's a plus. And he got a running. He is a good rusher. The 2 games he's played, he's had a rushing touchdown. So that's definitely a positive. We've talked about that ad nauseum. Rushing quarterbacks offer you a higher floor. Speaking of that. Going into these past games, the injury to Jaden Daniels, that was a tough sight to see. Why is he in the game when you're down, what was it, 25 plus points? He shouldn't have even been out there.
I was just waiting for them to take him out. You're in the fourth quarter. You're not going to come back realistically in this game. And for him to get hurt like that, gonna be out rest of season, and it's just tough, dude. Another hurt to the Dynasty League team, brother.
Yeah, I get why. I mean, you don't want to quit. You don't want your team to quit. And we saw the Broncos score 33 points in the fourth quarter, but it is just nearly impossible to do that. That's like 1 in a million, and you already have an injury prone quarterback. This is his first game back, and then you're just going to – and he's rushing the ball because his top receiver's out, so he's got to. It's a tough sight, dude. That pitcher was terrible. Watching that elbow, oh, my God.
Pop out, dude. Same thing with Cam. There was another bad injury. It's been a tough season. Malik Nabers, dude. You could go on and on. But how do you – Jacoby Brissett. Is the Cardinals starter. And to be honest with you, I think he's played better.
He's been good.
Than Kyler Murray has in some previous games. Kyler Murray's out. They put him on IR. Are you big on Marvin Harrison Jr. rest of season with Jacoby Brissett under center?
This offense has definitely been better with Brissett at the helm. I think we've kind of seen it over these past 3 games. Brissett's played well. I think a lot of it's due to the fact when the pocket's closing, we'd see Kyler kind of escape and then rush for a couple yards, not keeping his eyes downfield. Brissett, he steps up in the pocket, lets these routes develop, and then hits Harrison down the field. We saw him against the Cowboys. Harrison got 5 targets in the first quarter. That's a career high. I think Brissett realizes, hey, let's target our 2 best players. And Trey McBride and Harrison have been at their best this year with Brissett at quarterback. So now he's been a career backup, so this could definitely change. But after these first 3 games, he has looked better than Kyler. Their head coach, Jonathan Gannon, was on a local radio station, and he said regardless of the injury, Brissett would have been quarterback even if Kyler was healthy. So I think this foot injury kind of offered them a cop-out to, hey, we have a reason to put him on IR. So yeah. let's make this as not controversial as we can. So yeah, it definitely offered the Cardinals the out. I don't think Kyler's going to be there next season. I think his role in this offense has just kind of played itself out, and he'll get traded. They look bad with him at quarterback.
They do. And when you have a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr., who really is like a dog, he's a great receiver. And the first season they had him, it was like, man, people were mad at drafting him as high as they did. And I understand why. But Jacoby Brissett, he can see over the offensive line. So that just gives him like already, you know, plus 10 attributes.
Yeah, it helps. It helps when you're above 5'10". That's just how it is.
I'm loving it for Trey McBride, tight end number one on the season, though. I am enjoying that part.
And Marvin Harrison. We've been in the dumps with him all year. Yeah. And now with Brissett, it looks like there's some life there. It's crazy what happens when you target a guy you took fourth overall. I mean, he's such a talented player. So let's throw him the ball.
It's like, come on, guys. You should know this. A few other injuries to throw out there real quick. Ramondre Stevenson is dealing with an injury. He did not practice yesterday or today, which just means Mr. Travion Henderson gets to touch the ball three times and they pull somebody from the fan base and put him in a jersey. Dude, I understand the Patriots, but
the no-name Jennings running back getting the red zone carry this week. If that's not going to infuriate fantasy players more, I don't know what will. That was a tough sight, but Henderson looked good. He did look good this week, so he's definitely exciting here if Stevenson is out.
He had, what, 15 or 18 carries or so?
I think – let me take a look. I'll look at that. You can keep talking.
Yeah. Another guy out there, just to kind of put out as an injury – Rico Dowdle is dealing with a quadricep. He did log a limited session today, so that is a good thing to see. But if Rico Dowdle is out, which he's a must start against New Orleans, you're starting him no matter what. He finally got the snap share above Rico Dowdle, not Chuba Hubbard. Man, I was getting confused. But if he's out, Chuba Hubbard is a guy you could definitely start. He's been good in the past, and he wants to prove himself, I'm sure. And then another injury out there to throw out. Alvin Kamara is dealing with questionable, but, man.
He's always hurt.
I don't even want to mention the guy. And James Cook did deal with an ankle, so he did log limited practice today, but that could mean, if he's out, the Ty Johnson breakout.
I saw you pick him up,
dude. Immediately, just I need help, bro. I need help.
Hey, that'd be a good play if he is out. I looked it up. Henderson had 14 carries, so it's not a huge workload, but it's definitely enough to where you feel good about playing him. A few more. This was a real bummer. Tucker Kraft tore his ACL. He was having a huge year, and he was honestly their best receiver, best offensive weapon. Maybe besides Josh Jacobs. So I think that not only hurts the team as a whole, but it hurts Jordan Love in fantasy. We've seen Jordan Love's success come directly through Tucker Kraft. So it's definitely a bummer for Jordan. I am glad I traded him, not going to lie. So I am happy about that, but it's a sad deal.
You won
for
that
Kraft.
All day, dude. You won that trade all day.
And then lastly, I was nervous about this. We saw Puka Nacua get cracked on his ribs this past game. The scans came back clear, and he had a full practice today. So it's looking like he's going to be a full go for this upcoming game. So that's huge for fantasy owners coming into the last end of the season here.
Yeah, I will say, though, Davante Adams, man. Really, Matthew Stafford. Let me just put it that way. Matthew Stafford,
unbelievable,
balling, bro. Just straight up been balling. He's got that dog in him. Davante Adams is getting touchdown catches like crazy, and Puka Nacua comes back and he balled out this last week. They literally crushed. Who'd they play?
Just a second. Seahawks? I got you. It was the Saints. So,
all right. You know what?
It was Shuck's rookie debut. He honestly didn't look terrible. They had like the six least amount of minutes per possession. I think it was 16 minutes the whole game they had the ball. So that was definitely not great. But Chuck, he didn't look terrible. And that's a good defense he played against. So
that is true.
If you're looking for a bright side with the Saints, Shahid is gone.
There is none, bro. Yeah. There's no bright side.
Yeah, Shahid's gone. Oh. So maybe Olave is going to get peppered with targets. That would be the one bright side. Or maybe Johnson is going to kind of come back here at the end of the season. And, I mean, tight ends are usually a rookie's friend.
Juwan Johnson actually had a pretty good game.
Yeah, and he had 12. He's had as beginning of the year, he looked great. So hopefully he's another tight end that we can kind of stream week to week.
Hopefully they understand to just dump the ball off to Alvin Kamara.
That's not going to happen, buddy.
I'm so mad, bro. I can't talk about the Saints organization. Literally, Alvin Kamara had 0.7 fantasy points, dog.
That was tough. That was tough.
I still won, but like in hindsight,
I thought that was going to lose you the week. I'm not going to lie.
If it would have, I might have just sold him for a handshake.
Yeah. It's getting to that point. I don't even know if someone's going to want him just because of his age. But
in redraft, he's droppable.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing about that is the waiver wire for running backs is terrible right now.
It's a tough season.
Without Breece Hall getting traded, everybody dropped Isaiah Davis. We kind of thought he might be the guy that comes in there. Breece Hall's still there. We thought Chuba might get traded. Didn't happen. We thought Tony Pollard might get traded, so Spears would be better.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. It was not a good time for – we thought a lot of running backs were going to get traded, and it didn't happen.
It sucks, bro. It's a tough part of the year. Brock Purdy should be back this weekend, which is big.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Dude, I know. I'd rather have Mac Jones with how much he – literally CMC is a receiver, bro. So keep Mac Jones in. Ricky Pearsall is still out. Bucky Irving, when is he coming back, dude? I want him back.
I don't know if he's going to come back.
He's slated to come back, and then it's like, all right, another 3 weeks or another 2 weeks. So Bucky Irving will not be playing, but that means Rashad White is a guy that you can put out there and play. He's done really well in the absence of Bucky Irving. We've had a lot of injuries this year. It's been kind of whack. The Tucker Kraft really one did hurt. Within the Tucker Kraft, I wanted to mention this earlier. I think that it boosts Christian Watson's usage up. Christian Watson really is a good receiver, and he's kind of been banged up a lot, and he's going to get targets. I mean, Jaden Reed's still out. Romeo Dobbs, I mean, you can say the same for Romeo Dobbs. Really, he's been like the number one target out there. But if they can move this ball still pretty well and be a decent offense, it boosts up, I think, Christian Watson personally. But
yeah, I mean, I agree. Matthew Golden might be a name you throw in there as well. We usually see rookies kind of come on second half of the season. Something I just want to throw in there, Geno Smith got hurt on a rush attempt. So now we got Kenny Pickett running the offense.
Come on, baby.
So the Broncos defense should be even better this game.
They're about to eat. And I'm playing against them in Dynasty, so whoop-de-whoop. Man.
All right, you want to move on to the waiver wire?
Yeah, let's go to the next, dude, or I'm just going to be down in the dumps here. Thursday night football is the worst sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Week 10. We've got some starts and sits for you. Some players that we think will play well this week and some players we would suggest to fade this coming week. Matt, I want to throw the ball to you. Who you got first off the bat?
This honestly pains me to say because I'm a certified Bills hater, but I think James Cook is going to be great this upcoming game. They play Miami. Miami just traded one of their best defensive players of the Eagles, Jalen Phillips. They're also a top or a bottom defense when it comes to the rush. And then the Bills, they're the only team in the league that does this, but they run the ball more than they pass it, which that seems unheard of in this time of year or this time of age just for the NFL in general. We're mainly seeing passing kind of becoming the prevalent thing for offenses. Not for this team. they love to run the ball, and rightfully so. They're the best at it. James Cook is a dog. They see what happens now when they give him the ball in the red zone. He scores literally every time. He's such an explosive player. I really think the Bills are going to get up early on the Dolphins and just run the ball down their throat. And I don't think the Dolphins are going to be able to stop it. This front, we saw it against the Chiefs. We don't have a ferocious front by any means, but our defense as a whole is great. They controlled the line of scrimmage all night and ran the ball on us. He's the first running back to get over 100 yards on us since 2024. So it's definitely a surprise that that happened. But James Cook, he's just great. And they run the ball a ton. If he plays in this game, I know he's kind of dealing with an injury right now, but if he plays, I would put him in, and he's going to be a top five back this week.
He did practice, so that he is leaning in the right direction. I have some other starts as well, but within talking about this game, I would also say start Dalton Kincaid. He just had a great week last week. I mean,
murdered
a lot of people had him on their bench.
He murdered us.
He's kind of the guy out there. Khalil Shakir, the ball's going to go around. But I really think end zone wise, if they're passing the ball, it's going to Dalton Kincaid, and he's looked real good the past few weeks. So he'd also be somebody against a defense that does not do well, just especially after the trade, Jalen Phillips. But they have not done well against tight ends. They haven't done well really in general defensively. So this could be a blowout. So James Cook for sure. I like that. I like throwing that out there. All right, let me give you my start of the week. I've got a few. I wanted to go JSN, but it's like, you know, can you really go with a guy that's just going to do good every week?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But I'm going to give you a group, okay, because what's hard is it's hard to pick one. But the Los Angeles Chargers receiver room. Justin Herbert is a number two quarterback right now in fantasy. Dude's been balling. Pittsburgh Steelers defense should be on paper a good defense, but they have not played well at all, especially in the corner position, which, again, it's like, what? What do you mean? Jalen Ramsey's out there. But still, it hasn't mattered. I personally, in bias, I would say Ladd McConkey is my guy. But I do know that Keenan Allen really has been a huge target share. I could even say a Rondé Gadsden could be a huge start. I would fade more away from Kamani Vidal because he did just have a bad game last week. He could bounce back. But Joe Alt being out rest of the season does kind of affect this offensive line. But we've seen even with a banged up offensive line, Justin Herbert still has balled out. So Keenan Allen would be, I think, the number one guy in this receiver group just in terms of touchdown and middle of the field, but they've all done well, and they all have a lot of upside against this not very good Pittsburgh secondary.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I've got a lot of the Chargers players everywhere. The tough part with that room in general is there's always one guy left out on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. You never really know who it's going to be. This past week, it was kind of Keenan Allen. I don't know. How did yours do last week, McConkey?
Ladd only had like four receptions for 50 yards.
So it
was a kind of a dud game.
Yeah, it's just tough because they have so many pass-catching weapons that one of them is going to get left out. It was Quentin Johnston there for a while. He had a bad three-game stretch. This past game, he had a great game. Gadsden's been a huge vocal point of this offense, so I think he's pretty safe. Yeah. But – Keenan Allen earlier in the season, he was hot. Then he went stone cold. So it's weird. You can't really predict which one of them it's going to be on a weekly basis. The only thing about it that I would say is Joe Alt got hurt. So they're not as good with Joe Alt not in this lineup. So it's just something to monitor. You definitely want to see if Justin Herbert's going to have time to get the ball downfield. If he doesn't, I think that definitely hurts Quentin Johnston the most just because he's used down the field more than these other guys are. It would probably honestly help McConkey just because he's really good in the quick game. So, yeah, I definitely like the start, but definitely monitor how this offense looks without Joe Alt.
Yeah. Another guy I wanted to shout out I think would be a good start at the receiver position is Wandale Robinson. With number one, I mean, I could even throw out there Jackson Dart. But going against the Bears, we just seen the Bengals, Joe Flacco, kind of piece up the Bears defense. And the Bears did obviously come back and win, which was insane to see. But I think Jackson Dart is looking good. I think he'll have a decent game and just in terms of like running upside. But Wandale Robinson has kind of been the number one target in terms of receivers. He's kind of had a few good games there. And I believe Theo Johnson is not playing in this game. So that even elevates more that the ball is going to go more to the sideline middle of the field to Wandale Robinson. So he would be a big start against this Chicago Bears defense. It's been good. It's been bad, just like Caleb Williams. So
I like it. I do.
How you feel about that, Mr. Wandale?
I it's definitely kind of a scary start just because of who it is.
But if you're in a deep league or even like you're kind of on the bye with Ja'Marr Chase out, and a few other guys. He's a guy, Rashee Rice, Kansas City's on by. He's a guy you can put in there and somewhat have a trust.
No, I get it. Yeah, I mean, Jackson Dart's been playing good. And the only guys that he can pass it to are Slayton and Theo Johnson. So it's definitely a guy you can definitely look at. He's been productive when he's targeted. So I don't hate it. I think my start might make some people – or I mean, my sit might make people some mad.
Okay.
I'm sitting Daniel Jones. He had his worst game of the year last week against the Steelers. He threw three picks. He fumbled the ball three times.
Yeah.
He only lost one, but that could be a possibility of six turnovers in a game. They did lose. The Steelers, I mean, their defense, like you said, that looks good on paper, but it hasn't been good all year. So having four turnovers against them is definitely worrisome. Kind of makes you think, is he slipping back into his old ways and we might get a regression here? Hopefully that's not the case, but it could be. And they're going against Atlanta, who has a top deep pass defense this week. So it's scary. I'm not saying he'll have a horrible game by any means, but it's scary nonetheless. So I would, if you have an option to kind of bypass him this week, I wouldn't mind it. And Bo Nix just threw another pick. I hate this guy. Bo Nix is terrible. And you can mark me down. You can mark that down in stone.
I really do like Bo Nix. I'm gonna be real. So kind of sucks.
Why?
He really? I don't know. I'm just a fan. I like his game. He hadn't played good against a terrible defense, which is interesting to see.
I literally debated all week, should I play Jackson Dart or should I play Bo Nix? I was like, Bo Nix, he's a top 10 quarterback on the year. He's playing a terrible Raiders defense. Should be an easy game. They might lose this game. So it's
you played
it makes
him.
Me
See,
so mad.
It's not that you don't like Bo Nix. It's that he's doing bad and it's hurting you, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of it. You caught me there. But gosh, okay,
I was like, man, what happened to the? Where's the Bo Nix hate coming from?
I have him in fantasy. He's so up and down. I hate it. I just want consistency.
Jackson Dart. I'll be real. This may sound crazy.
I should have played him.
He's gonna give you consistency, and here's why. Because I think he's a better creator than Bo Nix, and I know his team is not as good necessarily, but he surprised me game after game where he can run the ball. He can throw it. He's done good. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, where Bo Nix gets in trouble is he tries to be like a mobile quarterback.
Exactly.
He can run the ball, but when he tries to throw it on the move like this, he tries to do too much and then ends up throwing picks. It's the most frustrating thing in the world.
He's buns, bro.
He's not Patrick. It's as simple as
that. No, he's not. He's not Patrick.
He's not even Jackson Dart. I hate to say it, but he's not.
At the moment, no. And I feel like the Broncos just want this narrative to be this comeback, amazing team in the fourth quarter. It's like, why even?
They're slow starters. I don't know how they're 7-2. The luck they have had in the fourth quarter, it has to end at some point. It's not sustainable by any means.
I needed a good game from J.K. Dobbins, and It's just been a bad Thursday night football game, to be honest with you. Really, it was underwhelming. I was expecting something good, but it's been terrible. So it's okay. So I agree with the Daniel Jones sit. I'm going to be honest. I think the Falcons, they're a weird team right now. I don't think they're going to play very well against the Colts. So I think it'll be kind of once the Colts get up, if they do, they're just going to run the ball.
Because Jonathan Taylor.
I think last week we seen the usage of Jonathan Taylor go down. And we got to kind of see Daniel Jones kind of for what he has been in the past. I mean, Michael Pittman, it was kind of nice. He had 115 yards, I think. But we're kind of – some things are getting seen in the turnovers. So I agree with the sit. I mean, you're starting JT regardless. You know what I mean? It's one of those obvious ones. But still, I think he'll have a good game against – the Atlanta Falcons, even though they're a good defense. All right, my sit for this coming week is Breece Hall. And I guess it, maybe this is an obvious one, but they're going against Cleveland Browns, which is a really good defense against the run game. And I truly do not believe in the Jets offense as a whole anyways. They had some, like, Justin Fields played decent. I think it was last week. Or no, the week before last week because they were on bye. But with a worse defense now, literally they shipped their defense away, so their defense is awful. They're not going to – the Browns might pop off, bro. Low-key. Quidshon Judkins is back. That's a huge piece to have back against this awful Jets defense now. Maybe A.D. Mitchell comes in and balls out. Maybe I'm wrong. But Breece Hall against this Cleveland Browns defense, it's a scare. You're going to start him because it's Breece Hall. But I don't think he's going to play as good.
It's kind of scary. You're right. Cleveland's a fantastic defense. The only thing is I think Breece Hall is going to have 30 opportunities just because of the offensive players on this team. They don't have anybody. Garrett Wilson might play. Other than that, it's just Breece Hall. So we've seen him in this offense where he's by himself and he just catches his way to a good fantasy performance. Just he's the guy that does catch the dump offs and is pretty good with those. So that's the only downside. I don't think he's going to have a ton of rushing success, but in the passing game, I think that's where he's going to get all of his fantasy production.
Another guy is Mr. Travis Etienne against Houston. If they can't even move this ball through the air, they're definitely not going to be able to on the ground against this Houston defense. And like we said, man, Houston's defense is insane how good they are. And the Jags just – I'm not a Jags advocate, I'll be real.
So, you're a Jags hater.
Honestly, I could be. I just – Trevor Lawrence is – he's not that.
Trevor Lawrence is your equivalent to my Bo Nix.
Probably, yes. I can't – number one, I just don't like how he looks. Maybe that's what it is. He looks weird. You know what I mean? No, Travis Etienne, I'd be sitting him.
The Raiders just missed a field goal. So, this is one of the worst games.
8-2, possible. Baby. Here they come, the Broncos.
They're going to win
scoring
10 points. It's so – I don't know how they're 7-2.
With this if they run the ball. Give it to J.K. Dobbins. Do not put in R.J. Harvey. Give it to J.K. Dobbins. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to keep venting. This is frustrating because they're going to be hard to catch in the AFC West. Having 8 wins, Chiefs are only at 5. That's going to be tough.
We don't want to get on the Chiefs. It'd be rest of the pod. It'd be frustrating.
Yeah, just move on.
I said this earlier, but another start I think this week, truly Travion Henderson, I think he'll have a decent game. Going against Tampa Bay, they're not a good run defense. And he's great in the pass catching game, which is good. But if this is a high scoring game, Travion Henderson still can be a factor, even if there's not a big run game. But he is explosive, and they're finally starting to use him. So Travion Henderson would also be somebody against a Tampa Bay defense that I think he will do well, especially with Ramondre Stevenson out. And hopefully it leads to – I hate to say this because I have Ramondre, but hopefully it leads to a better season, rest of season for Travion Henderson.
Yeah, I definitely think he'll have success later in the season. This week's kind of a hard matchup against Tampa. They're very good against the run. But like you said, he's used in the passing game. So if he's getting these dump offs and maybe one leads to a touchdown, I think he's definitely a playable guy this week if Henderson sits.
Question for you, Matt.
Or
do you sit Kenneth Walker?
Yeah, without a doubt. Sit him? Yeah, no questions asked. He's been under 10 points like 75% of the games. He did have more snaps this past week. It's just when they get in the red zone, they give it to Charbonnet. And he's so good at just getting the 1 yard needed to get in the end zone. Kenneth Walker's the 10 times more explosive player, but he's either going to take a ball for a 10-yard rush or he's going to get negative five. There's no in between for him. He doesn't know when to just go down. He keeps trying to get yards, and then it ends up being a negative play. He is the much better player than Charbonnet, but it's definitely a split backfield, and Charbonnet gets the red zone touches. So I'm just not high at all on Walker.
Yeah, and we just seen this Arizona Cardinals. Man, I butchered that. The Cardinals defense stop up Javonte Williams this last week. So, and he's done real well, but last week was kind of a dud for him. So I agree with you there. And they're going to be such a high power offense to they're passing. They're a passing offense. And really, if I was a passing offense, I'd rather have Charbonnet in just because of his ability to catch the ball well out of the backfield. So yeah, I mean, it feels weird to say sit Kenneth Walker, but if you got a better option, I'd fade. I'd get away from him a little bit.
Yeah, he's a household name. That's when you get in trouble with the names. You see his name and you're like, oh, I have to play him. But honestly, on a week-to-week basis, I think Charbonnet is the better play just because of his work in the red zone. Sometimes it's very simple. He gets the carries on the goal line and Walker doesn't. So that's where it kind of stands for me. That's why I would sit Walker. And if you have Charbonnet and Walker, I'd play Charbonnet. I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah, definitely. And then Mr. Rashid Shaheed, dude. Do you start Rashid Shaheed first game of the Seattle Seahawks? I don't know.
No.
I also wanted to ask you, how do you feel because you played him last week? Okay. This is going to be one of those things, I think, like Rico Dowdle just happened with Chuba Hubbard. How do you feel about Kyle Monongene? I don't even know how to say his last name.
Monongene.
How do you feel about him? Do you think he's a guy that you can start to play? With Swift being banged up and them seeing a good production from him, like the dude balled out this last week.
Yeah, he's a good player. It started off slow, but he's honestly gotten work in this offense most of the season. They're really trying to do something like the Lions did with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They kind of split the workload between them. He's an explosive player. The only down – if Swift comes back, it's definitely not – anything close to what we saw last week. But I think he is still a guy you can play on a week-to-week basis in a flex position. He's just not going to offer you that high ceiling like he did this past week. But he gets enough work in the offense to where you can play him and feel pretty comfortable with it because you pretty much know by now this far in the season the workload he's going to get. So I think they're definitely trying to slow play Swift coming back from the groin injury, trying to give him some more rest. So hopefully he sits out. Hopefully Swift sits out this week because I have Kyle Monongene. I would love to play him, but even if Swift's there, I think he's a guy that could. Monongene's a guy he can score you 8 to 10 points, and I think he can feel pretty comfortable in that. And with the status of the waiver wire at this point, that's a guy that you can play just because of how bad the waiver wire. It's basically down to insurance backs at this point. It's guys that you're just hoping the guy in front of them gets hurt. He's definitely playable.
It's crazy to say, dude, that it's been a crazy season in general. Do you sit – last question, then we'll jump to a different segment. Do you sit Nico Collins with Davis Mills playing starting quarterback? Nico Collins hadn't been that great this year anyways, even with CJ as a quarterback. But with Davis Mills out there, do you sit – Nico Collins?
That's tough. Nico's a great player. He really is. But Davis Mills, he's the definition of just kind of trash. He's not great at all. Who are they playing this week?
I was just looking at it.
I'll try to find it real quick.
I was trying to look at into this game of Broncos.
I don't know why you're even hurting your eyes with that.
They're going to the end zone, so I was hoping JK was getting maybe a final little burst there. Because JK has not been that good, but
they play the Titans. So it's not really a tough matchup. It really is team dependent, I would say. If you're deep at receiver and you have good depth, I think you can play him. I think he'll just kind of target his way to an okay day. He's basically the only guy in this. Nick Chubb's also dealing with an injury. So if he's out as well, I think you can play Nico, but the ceiling is not high this week. I would just middle your expectations if you do play him. See him as like a wide receiver 3, I would say. Probably like a flex option. But Nico's so good that he could break one for a touchdown. So it's tough to say, but I would play him depending on if you're in a bad state with your receivers on your team. I know if you have Jamar, you might have to play him, or some guys on bye, some guys hurt. But I would say he's like a wide receiver 3 this week, probably a flex option.
Yeah, I even think this week that Sam Laporta is a good start. I mean, he's been up and down, but if you got two tight ends sitting there, Sam Laporta is a guy, I think, against his Commanders defense that'll pop off as well. Kind of one of those ones you start, but if you got somebody better than him, like a Tyler Warren, you know, there's no question there. But with Kelsey out and a few other guys out, you could put him in there. All right, Matt. We got the start sits out of the way. You said you had some deals for me. Let's see these deal or no deals today. Let's see what we got.
All right. So the first player is going to be the player that's on your team currently. The second player is who you're being offered. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
If you like the deal, just say, I'll take that deal. If you don't, say no deal. No problem.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. The first name is, you have Justin Jefferson on your team. Household name, arguably the best receiver in football. But he has a rookie quarterback this year at helm. He's not throwing for a ton of yards. You're being offered Kyren Williams for him. Just get a little stats on him. Jefferson is the number 11 wide receiver over this year. He has over 10 points in every game this year. He's already passed his bye, and he's averaging 15.6 points a game. Now, some of those games are with Carson Wentz, so you have to take that into effect. You now have a rookie quarterback throwing the ball. The stats for Kyren, he's the number 12 overall running back, so they're very close in their rankings for their respectable positions. Kyren's also passed his bye. He has 2-plus receptions in every single game, along with his good rushing attack. He is good in the red zone. The only downside is we've seen Davante Adams get a lot of the red zone targets and touchdowns this year. But he's still been very good. He's the number 12 overall running back. He's averaging 15.9 points a game. So almost half a point better than Jefferson. Wow. I think this is kind of team dependent, depending on the depth you have at each position. But who would you rather have?
Me personally.
I know who you're going to say.
I'm taking Jay Jetta over Kyren Williams all day.
I figured it would be easy, but I was trying to convince you.
No deal. And here's why. Because think about like a Malik Nabers or Justin Jefferson, I think is obviously better. When you're that good of a receiver, or Jamar Chase, and you're going to get those targets, especially even if you have a rookie and you create a rapport with them, you're going to get targets regardless, and you're going to catch a 50-50 ball, or you're going to get in the middle of a zone, and you're going to make an impact, especially in a PPR league. The only reason I would be willing to take the deal is if I've got some depth at receiver and I really need a running back. Like in my case in the Dynasty League, if I had Jay Jettas, I'd ship him because I would really need Kyren. But like you said, there's some negatives. I feel like more on the Rams side that there's such a heavy passing attack offense. And they've got two guys that can cook up any defense. And like you said, Devontae Adams has had a high uptick in red zone targets, a lot of touchdowns this year. I would lean more Jay Jetta.
I figured I would definitely agree with you. Even with JJ McCarthy, Jefferson's going to get the targets. He is the best receiver in football. It may not look like it points per game wise, but I think that's a lot due to his quarterback play he's had this year. So I agree with you. The only reason I would is if you're struggling at running back, like you pointed out. Yeah. It's kind of team dependent. I knew you were going to say that. I was trying to convince you. All right, the next one. I know you are. The next one, I think in the past, I think this would be crazy. If you said this at the beginning of the season, I don't think you'd do it. But I think you would right now. So you have David Montgomery on your team. He's a number 23 overall running back. Four out of the nine games this year, he has had under 10 points. So it's been a little underwhelming. But when he does have over 10, it's a lot. He had 33 points in one game. It's just very touchdown dependent this year. He's averaging 12 points per game. The guy that you're being offered is Travion Henderson. This is very dependent.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's very dependent on the injury situation with Ramondre Stevenson. But in this past game, he had 75% of the snaps. He is the overall running back 15 on the week, and he did have six receptions. And I think that's the big point there.
Yeah.
He had 14 carries, but those six receptions, he's a very explosive player. So I think that's going to offer a lot of fantasy goodness. So I want to see who you would rather have here.
Wow. This is this dynasty or redraft?
We'll go redraft, kind of push.
So if I know Ramondre Stevenson is more long-term out, I would make this trade, which sounds stupid.
But that's the risk. You don't know. Yeah, that's why I thought it was interesting. You don't know if he's going to be out more weeks or if he's going to be back next game.
With Jahmyr Gibbs being he's elite. He's been elite this year. And they usually can do well with a two running back backfield. But I would make this trade. I would. Just with the opportunity that Travion Henderson, because even if you look at Ohio State, he was used as a receiving back, really, because Quinshon Judkins kind of led that backfield in running, at least. I like his explosiveness. Drake May is really good this year, and he likes to dump the ball off here and there. And so, yeah, I'd take the risk. I would.
I don't blame you. With the risk taker you are in the trade market, I figured you would make the trade. I think it's a little scary because David Montgomery is going to offer you a higher floor, I think, just because if Stevenson comes back from injury, I think Henderson might be put on the back burner like he has been.
Yeah.
But if Stevenson is out another game and Henderson kind of has a breakout game, it might turn the other way and Henderson might be the lead back in this offense. But seeing Jennings get that red zone target red zone carry this past week was just tough. Who the heck is Jennings?
Yeah.
He did not deserve that touchdown.
Makes me think of the Christian Porzingis.
But I agree with you. I would make that trade as well. I think Henderson is going to offer you a lot of goodness here at the end of the season. I've even tried to trade for him in Dynasty, but
I tried.
It just no one will trade with us. It's just how it is.
And then when I do trade, I get hate. Our league sucks, bro. I'm just going to put it out there. I get hate, bro. I just get hate, but it's all right. We do what we can.
If anybody wants to join a Dynasty league, hit us up. Yeah.
I got three spots.
Yeah.
It's hard to get people committed in a Dynasty league. People like redraft. I get it. It's exciting sometimes.
A fun thing that happened. Did you see Rico Dowdle's touchdown dance?
Yeah, the two pumps?
Yeah.
He did get fined.
Do you think he should have been flagged and fined?
No.
Because it's a simple thing. We all know the rules. Three pumps, and then you're in trouble. Right. Two pumps, you're fine. Yeah.
I feel like he shouldn't have been fined. Bro, if you see some of these guys mic'd up, when they get a touchdown, bro. I feel like that deserves more of a fine than a two pump. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. When they're out here just letting it fly. I feel like that's worse than a dance. But
dude, that was hilarious.
I just, right now, I'm going to be real. I'm a Rico Dowdle hater.
Why? The dude's great.
I'm glad he's balling, bro. And I like his personality. But, bro, Chuba Hubbard, I need him back. Chuba back, bro.
Yeah, yours is solely fantasy.
Truly.
Yeah, because that's why I hate Bo Nix. So I understand where you're coming from. Man. But the fact that Rico Dowdle had to settle for a backup job on a one-year deal is outrageous.
He's getting paid next year, bro.
Almost every team in this league could have used him this season. Yeah. So
the Chiefs. That's,
yeah, dude, the Chiefs missed big time on this guy. It's kind of odd. He had 1,000 yards rushing last year with the Cowboys. Yeah. I really don't know why he wasn't valued more than he was.
He's the Panthers are a whole nother anomaly.
Dude, they might be a playoff team. Yeah, honestly, they're playing
better
well.
Than the Chiefs.
Oh, whoa!
You know what I'm saying, bro.
Whoa!
No, it's. Don't they have the same record? They got the same record, right?
No, I think their record's actually better. I think they're 6-3.
That's insane. That's the world we live in right now.
No. We've played some really good teams, so I don't want to hear it.
Hey, Panthers have been through it, man. I don't know.
Dude, it is unfortunate when we're about to play the Colts, they trade for Sauce Gardner. We're about to play the Cowboys, they trade for Quinnen Williams. What the heck?
I still don't think the Cowboys defense is going to be that good, though.
No, it won't. They needed a guy to pressure the quarterback, and they got a run stopper. Don't get me wrong, he's a good player, but they gave up a lot for him after they just got that for Micah Parsons. It's a very odd. Jerry Jones, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Get him out of there. I'm going to be real. Jerry Jones needs to be done with. But
if I'm his kids, I'm saying, hey, Dad, it's time.
Pops, it's time to retire.
Hey, go on your yacht and just let us handle the things.
Just big chill, bro. That's all you got to do.
He's earned it. I mean, all props to him. He's made the Cowboys the fran. I mean, they're the most popular team in the NFL. Yeah. But he's really running them in the ground when it comes to personnel.
Maybe they'll turn around. I don't know, bro. I don't know. We'll see. Good old football.
I doubt it.
Next week, I'm hoping for a good week. I'm hoping for a win. We'll see.
Well, but
Alvin Kamara. Alvin Bo Kamara, Nix. If you're listening to Alvin Kamara, please, bro. Please run the ball.
Bo Hold Nix ball. Got me off to a terrible start this week. So,
bro, what's JK got in the game?
So the Broncos won 10-7. 10 Jeez. Points to 7. JK had 77 yards rushing. Let me see his targets, if he had any.
I think he had one.
And he had 1 for 7. So he got you about 10 points.
It's all right.
Could be worse.
I've already received hate for the JK trade.
Hey, he stayed healthy. That's the big part after you saw him limping.
Really, I'll tell you, I'll give you, to those listening, at an hour in, and my boy Matt here, the reason I traded for a running back and paid such a high price is solely for week 14. That's it. That's the only reason I did, because CMC is on bye on the first week of playoffs. And I'm not going to start Ramondre or Alvin Kamara in his place when I can do two receivers. So solely, that's the only reason I paid the price I did for J.K. Dobbins. Big brain moves. Big brain moves. Don't let your haters define you out there, listeners.
All jokes aside, that's a very good point to bring up. At this point in the season, if you're a playoff team, you definitely need to be looking at your playoff matchups, your playoff buys. Just kind of look at the landscape of your team going into those games. Because like Alex said, he's going into the playoffs without his best player, arguably. So you can't just sit – you can't start a guy in his place that has been on your bench all year and is not going to offer you any kind of upside. So – that's definitely something smart to do, especially with like defenses. You definitely want to be looking at who they're playing in these important games. As much as I hate to say it,
go out there get the Ravens.
That's a good move. It honestly is. I saw I saw a question the other day. Would you trade, if you had Jonathan Taylor, would you trade him for Bijan? Solely because Bijan's already had his bye, and then Jonathan Taylor has much worse matchups here at the end of the season than Bijan does. And honestly, I would.
With what you said, Matt, I think we're going to start seeing the emergence of Daniel Jones decreasing.
Yeah, and I hope it's not true just because of how good of a story they've been. Yeah. But if Daniel Jones struggles, that causes the whole offense to struggle. Yeah. If they get down in games, you're going to see a lot more Daniel Jones picks. So I just trust Bijan more than the Colts, honestly. So I would make that trade. But that just brings up to look at the matchups for your players coming into the end of the year. Because it's very – you could have the best team all year, and then they throw a stinker first week of playoffs. So that
happens.
Especially
if it's a one-week playoffs, bro, which is it's brutal. Thank God we got a week two where I can maybe bounce back if that's a bad week. But, dude, if you're a playoff team, you should be looking ahead. It's just part of it. And that's a big reason why I did what I did. To win, you got to have big ball, big brain moves. I almost let that one slip, bro. Almost let that one slip. No, but yeah, that's why we are where we are in the playoffs every year, Matt. Me and you. Just saying.
Hey, and vice versa. If you're in
4 years in a row.
If you're in a different situation and your team kind of stinks, you don't have hopes of a championship. This is a time you can kind of unload guys for a high price, more than they're necessarily valued for. But you're going to have guys that are desperate. If their best player is on bye, like Christian McCaffrey is, if you see a team that Christian McCaffrey is going to be on bye, but they have championship hopes, you might be able to trade a running back for more than he's worth. And it's definitely a way to capitalize if you're in a keeper or a dynasty league.
Yeah. The dynasty league is an important part. Redraft, it's kind of
touchy. Just,
like, you don't really – there's a lot of rules within that. You don't really want
to trade. And the trade deadline is coming up. So that's definitely something you need to do it here quickly.
Exactly. What, week 12, so 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah, week 10, bro. Crazy. Already flying by, bro. Already flying by. Well, Matt, I think that leaves us today with an episode on Thursday. Terrible Thursday night football. So Sunday, we hope for a better football slate. We'll see.
I hate the Broncos.
Yeah. Already 8-2.
8-2. It's crazy. They're going to be 8-3 next week when the Chiefs play them, but –
if they beat the Chiefs, we might not have an episode that week. I don't know.
Yeah, if we lose to the Broncos, it's going to be a dark time for me.
We won't want Matt to be down in the dumps. So let's just hope for a Chiefs win. Let's just hope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any final thoughts?
It's been a good pod. I hope everybody here has fantasy success this upcoming week.
Come on.
Look at your next coming matchups. Try to make trades like this booty over here. He's always trading.
I love it.
And thanks for listening. Subscribe on YouTube. Check us out on Spotify.
Yeah.
We appreciate
Apple Podcasts
you guys
too.
Yep.
Yep. Follow and like. Well, guys, thank you for joining Takeology. We should be back on Tuesday next week, unless something comes up. But regardless, we'll try to get a pod out. So thank you again for joining us. We hope for a good weekend. If you're a playoff team, we hope for more wins. If you're not, just, you don't have to give up, but it is what it is. It's part of it. We'll see you later.
Peace out.